The Ontario provincial election campaign in Northumberland Peterborough South has taken a negative turn for one campaign. Liberal candidate Dorothy Norona has seen her campaign signs either vandalized or gone missing. Some signs on King Street in Cobourg have been severely damaged, in some cases irreparable. She claims other signs have gone missing throughout the constituency.
The cost is obviously a thing, but it's also kind of a kick in the gut that you've worked so hard to do this, and someone in the span of seconds, because in some cases it takes up to a half an hour to put one of those in, but in the span of seconds has not just wrecked it, but made it also irreparable. If you slash it down the center, you can tape it. When they cut out a panel and they leave that panel sitting there, that's a big sort of, you can't do anything with this.
Norona says she cannot understand why people would vandalize her campaign signs. She states it takes her team of volunteers 30 minutes to erect large campaign signs in rural parts of the riding, only to see them missing or damaged days later. Norona's campaign estimates that approximately 40% of her campaign signs are being targeted. While she says these incidents are disheartening for her and her team, it motivates them on the campaign trail.
We just keep putting them back up again. At this point, it's really all we can do, definitely, and letting them be aware of the fact that we seem to be the only ones targeted. So I guess we're the scariest of the bunch. We'll keep at it. Our supporters are pretty they're pretty fired up. They're quite resilient. It's a positive campaign that we're running.
Norona says police have been contacted regarding the damaged or missing signs. Cobourg police explain they have not received a report of vandalism, but caution it is an offense to damage campaign signs and that those caught doing so will be prosecuted. Northumberland OPP did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.